Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Yo, bike lover, check this out. 0 to 100 in 2.2 seconds. 227 newton meters of torque. 200 horsepower. Sounds good, right? Aage suno best part. Hamari Hindustani janta ke liye icing on the cake. Sneak into your driveway or best around your girlfriend's house in total stealth mode. Oh, I see. Now I have your attention.
This is HD Auto Nation.
Hello guys, welcome to the part 2 of episode 1 of HD Auto Nation. This is Vipin and I will bring you all the latest khabar of the automobile industry along with answers to whatever questions you might have about your current or next to be car or bike. So guys, last episode mein I spoke about how electric cars can be, you know, real money savers and can help you do your bit to save the environment. Lekin hum mein se sab char pahiyon pe nahi chalte na dost. So that's why I bring you the part 2 where we will talk about the electric bikes. वैसे जो शौकिया bikers या pro bikers होते हैं, they treat their bikes like an extension of their body. Riding is like an emotion to them. And I have friends जो desperately weekend का इंतजार करते हैं rides पे जाने के लिए. I bet वो अपनी girlfriend से ज़्यादा अपनी bike से प्यार करते होंगे. And definitely there are people for whom bike is just a tool to commute from point A to point B. But one thing is common across all. That's fuel. If you own a super bike, then you'll pay for a high octane petrol and the regular ones just feel that they're paying for a high octane petrol. I know some people say, ki, dude, when I can afford a bike worth 10 lakh rupees, then I can afford, 100, 110 rupees per litre fuel as well. देखो भाई ये सब कहने की बातें हैं. The truth is, the cringe that you feel while refueling and then paying for it is real, my friend. So no points for guessing it right. This is the part where I pitch electronic bikes to you all. No, that was just a joke. मैं कुछ भी pitch नहीं करूँगा unless and until I get a sponsor. Okay, so electric bike segment में there's a plethora of options that you have, right? Unlike our four-wheeler category. So I'm going to talk about top 5 electronic two-wheelers and let you guys decide which one fits the bill. Acha, before that, the impressive figures that I told you guys about in the beginning are of a bike called Strike 218 by Lightning Motorcycles. So this was launched in 2019 and I checked their website. They do ship to India, only that will cost you around 9.6 lakhs to start with. Okay, the super expensive LS218 version starts approximately at 29 lakhs, guys. So the lesser expensive, the baby LS218, has a top speed of 241 km per hour and a range of almost 240 km, and it can fully be charged in 35 minutes with a DC charger. And as per their website, the users can charge the bike using 3 different modes. One is home charging, on the go, and ultra fast DC charger. So home charging lets the owner charge the Strike in about 6 to 8 hours using the usual 110 volt power socket. Lightning claims that the second one will take about 2 to 3 hours to charge on US power outlets. But if you're in a hurry, then there is a level 3 charging system. The fast charger is capable of giving the e-bike a 160 km range in just 20 minutes. Now, having talked about the big boy in the electric two-wheeler segment, let's talk about the options that we currently have in the Indian two-wheeler market or are expected to launch in the near future. So I'm going to start with something which has, caught my attention, and I'm sure it's caught everybody's attention of late. The Ola electric scooter. Guys, doesn't it look amazing? I mean, I think it's kind of cute. And the best part is it comes in 10 different colors. So many colors, and all of them green, as they say. So this Ola electric scooter is expected to be launched somewhere in August 2021. And the Ola electric scooter is derived from Amsterdam-based startup Ertigo and its app scooter. So the Ola electric scooter is, the company claims a range of 150 km and it can be charged up to 50% in 18 minutes, offering a claimed range of about 75 km. So the scooter is powered by a 50 Newton meter motor with a peak output of 6 kilowatt and a continuous output of 3 kilowatt, which, as the website says, theoretically will be able to accelerate it to 45 km per hour in about 3.9 seconds. But with a weight of just 74 kgs and all that 50 Newton meter of torque available right at the instant, I think the Ola electric scooter should be quite a spark. So the scooter offers disc brakes front and rear with 12-inch alloy wheels. And this is a smart scooter with Bluetooth connectivity, so you can pair your phone and, avail features like geofencing, remote locking, unlocking, on-screen navigation, phone call, music playback management, etc., etc. Now, we expect a price of around 1 lakh rupees for this one, but I'm sure it's worth it. This Ola scooter will be up against rivals like Bajaj Chetak, TVS iQube and Ather 450X, and which is a cue to talk about our next electric two-wheeler. That's TVS iQube. So the TVS iQube electric is powered by a 4.4 kilowatt BLDC motor, and it takes about 6 hours to get fully charged, and it offers a range of 75 kilometer per charge. The power is pretty impressive. It's 140 Newton meters. TVS iQube offers Bluetooth connectivity, just like the Ola smart scooter. And a complete charge cycle would take somewhere around 7 hours approximately. And you can get up to 80% charge in about 5 hours' time. The iQube also gets alloy wheels, but gets the disc brake only at the front. At the rear, we have a drum brake. The iQube is also priced at just a tad bit over 1 lakh rupees. Now, talking about our next option available for people is Bajaj Chetak. So, Bajaj Chetak is a name that's been, living up in the Indian two-wheeler segment for as long as I can remember. And now it comes as electric. So, Bajaj Chetak is available in two variants. The base variant starts at rupees 1 lakh and the premium variant goes up to 1.15 lakhs. Now, Bajaj Chetak offers a 60 amp hour battery, which takes about 5 hours to be fully charged, and you can get a range of 85 km per charge. The scooter offers a torque of 16 Newton meters with 12-inch alloy wheels and disc brake at front. The finish and the looks of Bajaj Chetak are premium. It's designed to, just fall in love just by looking at it. It has top-notch built-in paint quality, and the performance is said to be at par with 110cc petrol scooters. It's extremely comfortable for the riders, but there are certain things which don't go really well. There's not much room for the pillion rider. Bajaj offers 3 years or 50,000 kilometer warranty on the battery. And now let's have a look at the next competitor in the segment, which is my personal favorite, the Ather 450X. So the Ather 450 also comes in two variants, the Ather 450 Plus and the Ather 450X. The Ather 450 Plus will cost you about 1.2 lakh rupees and the 450X would cost you about 1.4, almost 1.5 lakh rupees. But being priced the highest among all the two-wheelers we have talked about, Ather 450 does have something up its sleeve. So let's just be done with the basic details first. So the Ather 450X comes with a 6000 watt motor with a charging time of almost 6 hours. It offers a maximum torque of 26 Newton meters and a range of 116 km per charge. It gets disc brakes both at the front and the rear. There is fast charging available. And yes, it's a smart scooter, so mobile connectivity there. So now I told you about, Ather 450 having something up its sleeve. There's something called as the warp mode. So in the warp mode, the scooter takes about 3.41 seconds to accelerate from 0 to 40 km per hour. And it can do that by using a new 6 kilowatt, 26 newton meter permanent magnet synchronous PMS motor linked to a new 21,700 cells in the lithium ion battery pack and the battery management system, of course. The Ather can deliver about 85 km of range in eco mode and about 70 km in the normal ride mode. The warp mode will make most of the petrol-powered scooters eat dust. The chassis is well-balanced, there's good weight distribution, which makes the scooter very flickable. And of course, it offers more than enough range for daily commuting. Now, I know what you've been thinking. The bikers are thinking that, why is he only talking about scooters? So the next up our list is the Revolt RV400. So the RV400, which of course is an electric bike, has a 5 kilowatt motor and 3.24 kilowatt hour swappable lithium ion batteries that deliver a claimed range of about 156 kilometer. The battery comes with 8 years warranty or 1.5 lakh kilometer, whichever is sooner. You get onboard diagnostics, over the air updates. It gets a full LCD instrument cluster with 4G connectivity. It also gets geofencing and keyless operation. One thing I don't like about the Revolt 400, which is the speakers that are used to make an artificial engine sound. Really? Why did you have to do that? Anyways, so the motor generates about 54 newton meters of torque and it takes about 4.5 hours to charge completely on a 15 ampere socket. But here's the bummer, the top speed is limited to just 85 kilometers per hour. Sorry. The Revolt 400 gets 240 mm discs on both ends with the combined braking system as standard. So these were the top 5 electric two-wheelers in India on my list. So let me know which one suits your bill. And now it's time for
HD Automation Expert Tip.
So here are some tips that you can use to keep your baby, your bike, running smooth. The sprockets of your bike chain, they need to be inspected regularly. They need to be checked for damage and they need to be routinely lubricated. So make sure your motorcycle chain has a free play of about 2 to 4 mm. Another thing is get your clutch adjusted. So just like, having different types of motorcycle tires can improve the performance of your bike. Exactly like that, getting your clutch serviced regularly also pays its dividends. So make sure that your clutch has the right amount of free play when it's serviced. And when you like going fast, so you want to stop safely as well. So make sure your brake pads are regularly checked and replaced if needed. Make sure that your brakes are neither too tight or not too loose, because it can be a crucial safety factor. If your brakes are making screeching sound, make sure to have them replaced right away. Guys, I hope you liked this episode of HD Auto Nation. For any question or feedback, you can reach me on my Instagram handle @Arohaka. So this is how it's spelled, Arohaka, Arohaka. Find me on Instagram and do follow @HTSmartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and now we are on Clubhouse too. To listen to more such podcasts, you can log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se. And now it's time to wrap up this episode of HD Auto Nation. See you guys real soon with part 2 of this episode. Till then, take care, bye-bye, and namaste.
You were listening to HD Auto Nation. Auto Nation.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of 1. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh! There it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.